people in Bogos are still sticking to their
Started the Tourway Northwest London Monday, 3rd of Cholomoyed, Yud Tes Nissan, 6th of April, Habacha B'Tzara Goldberg, Marior, Yeshivas Meir, Zecher and Sippur, what's the difference? This week's Torah was sponsored by Nishmas Rabot Chetzvi Alta Ben Rav Moshe Halevi Zichrono Livracha, in memory of our esteemed founder, Yosef Dov Ben Shimon Tzvi Michal Itzkevitz, Zichrono Livracha.
I'd like to thank the organizers, especially Mr. Josh Frankel, for giving me the opportunity to speak here today. So we'll start off with the Mishnah in the Sakhas Baruch Hashtav Yud Beis on the base, which I'm sure everyone knows, that it goes, Meskir Nitzias Mitzrayim Balelois, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hari Ani Kaven Shivim Shona, Balei Zachisi Shesiyam Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelois, Ad Shevdarsha ben Zayma, Shalema Alamantis Kaz Yam Tzis Chamer Tzrayim Kol Yimecha Yacha, Yimecha Yacha Yomim, Kol Yimecha Yacha Halelois. That Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is using the Ribbon of Kol in the Pasuk, tells us that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim will also apply at, every night as well. The Chachamim argue and they say that whether they hold it's also in nighttime as well is without the Ribbe is the Machlekes Rishonim. But they either way they use the Ribbe to tell us that it's a mitzvah that will last forever. They're arguing about the last paragraph of Shema, whether we need to say it every single day, or what the parameters of when we're saying it and when we're not saying it. And it's important to note that they're arguing about, they're having a machlokes about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, whereas Sippur refers to the mitzvah we have specifically only by Pesach. They're also bringing the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, where he only lists Sippur and does not list the mitzvah of Zechira. And all the Acharonim ask the question, why not? If we know we just saw the Gemara before that they argue as to when it applies, but everyone agrees that there is such a thing as the mitzvah of Zechira. So why did the Rambam not list it? So Rav Chaim answers by bringing the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs Shah Gimel, where he says that he only lists mitzvahs that are l'osid lavoi, that will also be kept l'osid lavoi. And so now we understand, for that reason, only Sippur was listed, because Sippur will only be will last l'osid lavoi, but Zechira won't, meaning the Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now this leads to a question, why should this be? That surely they're commemorating the same event, so why should one last much longer than the other one? Another point, the Chachamim needed a rabbi to learn out that Zechira will be L'Asa Lava, meaning that it's not Pasha. Without the rabbi, we wouldn't know that it should last L'Asa Lava. To prove his point, Ben Zoma brought a pasuk from Yirmiyah, Perak Chaf Gimel, pasuk Zayin. And it says, "Lachain, hine yomim voim dam Hashem, v'lo yomru oid chay Hashem, asher ha'elah os b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, ki im chay Hashem, asher ha'elah, v'asher hevi es azera b'eis Yisrael me'eretz tzafayna, mikol ha'arot seish asher hedachtim, v'yashvu al admasam." The pasuk is saying that, be'ezus Hashem soon, when we experience the Gula Asila, no longer will we be talking about Golas Mitzrayim. We won't be talking about it, because the events that will the nisim that we will experience will be so much bigger that they'll overshadow everything that happened by Golas Mitzrayim. That's the way Ben Zayma lines the pasuk, and the Chachamim they say that the pasuk is not to be taken as extreme. That yes, the nisim of Gula Asida will be much bigger. They'll even overshadow the nisim of Golas Mitzrayim, but they're not going to be gotten rid of. They'll just be a lot more insignificant in comparison, but they're still going to exist. The Gemara gives a marshal to explain this point. The Gemara says, a son gets saved from a wolf, and then So he'll speak about that. He'll tell people. But then, if he gets saved by a lion, so no longer will he talk about the fact he got saved by the wolf. He's gonna sort of forget about it, and he'll focus on the bigger events. And if he gets saved by a snake afterwards, he'll only talk about that, and he's gonna sort of forget the previous events. That's the way. Ben Zoma is learning out this pasuk. So the Nesivus in Hagolas Ma'as Nisim asks a question. He asks that he says mevor in the Mishnah that the Ikar Mitzvah of Zechira is by day, is Yimei Chayacha, and the Ikar Mitzvah of Sippur is at night time, because we say Ba'avor Zeh, the same time the Shas, the other mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, Morar, we have the Mitzvah of Sippur, the Chachomim, the Mitzvah is by day, the Chachomim were Marba the Leilais, but Ikar Mitzvah is still going to be by day. So you see, Zechira by day, Sippur, Ikar Zechira is by day, Ikar Sippur is by night. Ask the Sivas, why should this be? So the Nesivus asks another question as well. He asks, based off of the Gemara in Megillah, which says that the reason why we don't say Halal by Purim is because afterwards we didn't experience Chiras. We remained in Galus, and therefore we didn't have Chiras, so we don't say Halal. Asks Nesivus, why do we say Halal nowadays? By Pesach, if nowadays we're in Golus. I don't know if you asked this question by Hanukkah or other events that we're also in Golus nowadays afterwards, but either way, this is the question he asks. Another point, that the Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis says that, in the beginning it says, V'haaretz ha'is ha'soim v'voi v'choshech v'nei sahoim v'roch alekim v'rachefes al-pnei amayim. The Medrash says that that different Lashonis in this pasuk refer to the different Galuyos that we went through. That Sayu refers to Golas Bavel, Sayu refers to Golas Parasimodai, Choshech refers to Golas Yavan, and Al-Pnei Sahayim refers to Golas Edom. Why is there no reference in this pasuk to the original Golas of Golas Mitzrayim? It's the main one. Another question we say by Eres Emuna, after Shema, we say that Hashem took us out. We went and experienced eternal freedom. We just saw in the Medrash before that we have at least four Galuyos that we experience afterwards. So what we say we have eternal freedom afterwards. So to explain this, We're going to look at the pasuk of Sefer Devarim, which says, Hashem took us out, goy mikerev goy. The Medrash asks, why is this lashon of kerev used? It should have said maybe something like goy mitoich goy. And the Medrash answers that we say mikerev because we were extremely intermingled with the Mitzrayim. And the Medrash is trying to highlight that. And the Medrash said it's like an ubar inside its mother, that it's not really distinguishable. It doesn't have its own mitzias yet. It doesn't have its own identity. The whole chiddush and nest that Hashem did for us was that he separated us and at the same time gave us our own mitzias, which is the chayres olam, that an idea that we don't have by other galuyos. We got the shame of Bnei Yisrael. This means no matter what will happen afterwards, whatever we went, other Galuyos we went into, we went into them with this new identity of being the Bnei Yisrael. We returned into Bnei Malachim as well, which also has, Agav has enough Gemara La'alacha, in that the Gemara in Masech Shabbos, Daf Samach Gimel, brings up Shimon, who explains that Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim, meaning that if, on Shabbos, if someone goes out of his house wearing clothes that have bells coming out of them, it's not going to be considered haitzah, because it's considered appropriate clothing for every single Jewish person to wear, because every single Jewish person is considered to be a ben melach. And this came about out of the permanent change of status that we experienced Vayetzias Mitzrayim, which is one of the fundamental points of Lael Seder, that this is one of the things we're meant to be focusing on, with what exactly being part of Bnei Yisrael is all about. And this answers a question of Nesivos as regarding why do we say Hallel by Pesach if we went into many other Goluyos afterwards. And that is because we experience a different form of Chiras to anything else, and that is Chiras Olam, which lasts no matter what other Goluyos we went into afterwards. So why is Sipur a Noeg L'Osad Lavai? Surely there'll be much bigger Nisim. But we said before that any Nisim will get small Nisim get overshadowed by the bigger Nisim that come afterwards. So the answer is because it's nothing to do with the Nisim themselves when viewed by themselves. It's about the result that the Nisim caused. That us, the Chayrus Olam, us becoming Bnei Yisrael, which will always be relevant. So why do we talk about the Nisim at all? Because this is the process that got us to this point of being the Bnei Yisrael. So the way we got there will always be relevant. So what's the nafkamina between Sipur and Zechira? So it must be that Sipur and Zechira are coming to address two different ideas. It was when the Gemara that Sipur is talking about the identity of us, and Zechira are just talking about the physical, when we physically left. So when the Gemara says, but speaking about the bigger Nisim overshadowing the smaller Nisim, this is only addressing the aspect of Zechira, because the main point of Zechira is just the Nisim themselves, really, not the story, but not the result of the story. So the Chacham used the Ribbai to say that Zechira will be relevant to Asid Lavai, when Rav Elazar ben Azariah didn't use it how it's not, and he used the Ribbai because there'll be much bigger Nisim afterwards. But according to everyone, Sipur does not need a Ribbai because it's just Pasha that the events of Sipur always will be relevant. No one argues. Sipur for sure is forever. So Ki'ilu Atzma Yatza doesn't just means that it's not just about us trying to imagine all the Nisim that happened to us and everything. It's also about that, but it's also about us thinking through this idea of the Chiras Olam that we mentioned. Now that we've explained the fundamental differences between Sipur and Zechira, I'd like to cycle back to the paragraph of the Haggadah that we brought before of Amar Be'elazar. And the fundamental question that arises is, we established that this they're having a machlokes about Zechira. And so what's that doing in our Haggadah, which is going to be all about Sipur? Why is it even mentioned at all? And so the Abarbanel asks this question, and he answers by saying, he's saying that the Baal HaGadah is trying to emphasize to us how important the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is. So that is we're bringing the machlokes, the Chachamim say, you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day for the rest of your life, inclusive of Yemos Mashiach. Blood of Nazariah says twice every single day. So we can see that this event must be extremely important. You see, it must be extremely important if everyone's talking about it. It's how much just we have to talk about it quite a lot. So that's why it's included in our Goddess. We should know the importance of this event, about speaking about it at length of Kol Amar B'Harizem Shabbach, which leads very nicely to the event after that we mentioned all the Tanoim learning until the morning. It's nice link to that. So I'm going to bring two more questions of the Barbanel. The first is that the pasuk that we've been referring to at length, Kol Yemei Chayecha, is actually referring to the Korban Pesach. So how can the how can either of them use it as to learn out when we say this third paragraph of Shema? So the Barbanel answers that it's very clear that when we say Kol Yemei Chayecha in the pasuk, must be it can't be referring to the Korban Pesach itself, because we know that the Korban Pesach is not brought every single day. It must be that the Kol Yemei Chayecha is referring to what the Korban Pesach is there to commemorate, and that is the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the third paragraph of Shema. What the third paragraph of Shema is, which is the reason why we bring it. So that's how they can apply it to that. And the last question of the Barbanel is as follows. It says, how can Ben Zayma use the word kol to tell us that Martin Marba the Leilos? Ask the Barbanel, surely the word kol is not extra at all. It's not a rabbi. Without the word kol, we would have understood the pasuk different. The Barbanel says, if the word kol wasn't there, just said Yimei Chayecha, it would mean some days, but not every single day. It's days of your life. So the kol adds that it's every single day. And this question won't apply to the Chachamim, because that's exactly what they're bringing this. That's exactly what they're doing. They're marbe every single day of your life. I mean, they're saying kol is for every day of your life. So they're just sort of posh up shat. Not really a ribbi. So the Abarbanel answers by pointing out that we already know the mitzvah of Shema, the mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim every day from another pasuk, because Shema to Mitzrayim is there, Dar Yisechem Chukos Olam. And since we already know that over there, Ben Zayma can use the word kol here to be married with the Leilos. Let's give a quick succumb of what we saw today. We saw the Rambam listed only Sipur and not Zechira, which led us to understand that there must be a fundamental difference between the two of them. And we saw the several questions in the Sivas. We saw, number one, why is Zechira by day and Sipur by night? Number two, why do we say Halal by Pesach if we didn't have a real Cheres afterwards? We're not in Cheres now, at least. And number three, why does the pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, which references all the Galuyos, not reference Galus Mitzrayim? And the last question was, what is the meaning of Cheres Olam in the Brach of Emes VeEmunah? And we answered all these questions by explaining that Sipur is fundamentally different. It's about Cheres Olam, our Sheiches to being part of Klal Yisrael. And on that night, I forgot to answer why it's once by day and once by night. And we know that the Ikar Mitzvah of Sipur should be by night. Why? Because that's when change happened in two ways. That we were told to leave by the Mitzrayim, and also we were allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach, an idea that never happened before. Non-Jew is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach, so there must have been a massive change of identity, a massive change in Mitzvahs, that we were suddenly allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. We got this new identity. So that answered the question as well of why they're different times. We also brought the Abarbanel to explain why this part of the Haggadah is included, and when it's only relevant to Zechira, not Sipur, and also to explain the proof of the pasuk and how the ribbi works. Thank you very much.
As far as we want, it's good, it's later, right? Oh, you have to believe. Nobody stands up.
I don't know.
finish their saying.
Please.